You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, it's Zara J, host of the Courtship Code podcast and creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my proven 6-step process to teach women how to magnetize their love life, show up feminine and high value, and attract more compatible partners in less time and with less effort. And I'm sharing with you in this Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop my signature 8 passion attraction prototypes that I discovered over my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching singles from around the world. Now, when you watch this workshop, you're going to gain so much understanding about why you've been feeling emotionally wounded and frustrated when it comes to your love life, and why you've been in these repeat cycles of attracting the same types of partners or the same types of experiences. In this 40-minute workshop, you're going to discover exactly what passion attraction prototypes you have. And most people are a combination between 1 to 3 different prototypes. So this way you can stop wondering and Googling and YouTubing, trying to figure out why you've been experiencing certain things, why you keep going through the same types of relationships. This is going to answer those questions right now. You're also going to save a ton of money, right? Because therapy, coaching, matchmaking, let's be real, those are major investments, rightfully so. But for just $47, you can go ahead and start transforming your love life and get some information on key areas for you to shift specific to your prototypes. You're also going to finally be able to feel understood, to feel seen, to see exactly what it is that you're going through, which is just going to be able to give you a sense of relief and belief again in love. And I need you to restore your love life this year. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/getPAP and get the Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop. As a bonus, I also threw in there the Passion Attraction Prototype Planner, which is a 30-day planner that has journaling prompts so you can start getting some clarity and insight on how to move forward. You're also going to get access to the Captivating Courtship Code mini audio course, which breaks down the 6 steps of the Captivating Courtship Code. All of this for just $47. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/getPAP and get the workshop now. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. For those of you who are new and are first-time listeners to the Courtship Code podcast, thank you so much for listening. My name is Zara. I'm a relationship coach and creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my 6-step process to teach women how to captivate and magnetize their love life, show up in their high-value femininity, and learn how to attract more compatible men in less time. Thank you so much for joining. To all of you, and for our veteran listeners, a special shout out to you as well for always keeping the podcast going, sharing on your social media, sending me DMs or emails, letting me know when content resonates, and also just for being a part of the tribe. So thank you so much. So today we are talking about discovering relationship incompatibility before it's too late. And before I forget, I just want to remind you that we are doing a 3-day Become a Magnet for Compatible Men boot camp. So if you are looking for more information on how to get more clarity, how to get more confidence, how to understand compatibility, then this is going to be a perfect opportunity for you. Make sure that you go to captivatingcourtship.com/magnetic bootcamp. It is a free 3-day bootcamp that I am running from February 24th through the 26th, and the replays will be available up until February 28th. But you want to make sure that you sign up for it, that you get on the list, that you join the free bootcamp so that you are able to get all the good content and information I'm going to be sharing with women just like you about getting more clarity, getting more confidence, and understanding compatibility so that you can really start to revamp and shift your relationship and your love life in the new year. And even if you're currently seeing someone, you're currently courting someone, or you're maybe in a relationship, still sign up for the bootcamp. You want to be able to make sure that you are making a good decision, that you're confident about your decision. And just because the person is currently in your love life doesn't mean that they need to stay. So I want to make sure that you get that information. So make sure that you sign up. The link is also in the show notes, or you can go to the link in my Instagram bio if you're following me, Zara J Captivating Courtship on Instagram, and goes directly to the link in a bio and click the link for the Become a Magnet for Compatible Men bootcamp and sign up. Tell your girlfriends, tell your family, tell them to get on board. I can't wait to see you there. And at the time of this recording, I'm assuming that the bootcamp hasn't started yet. So even if it has already started, or if we have just started the bootcamp, I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly what day this podcast will be going up, but make sure that you sign up and that you join. And also, if you are in the Captivating Courtship Code Facebook group, you know, I really want to start being very deliberate about building community, building tribe, building support systems for women. Of course, I have the group coaching program and beautiful tribe of women. It's an amazing outlet, amazing space for women to connect with other women, to grow, to learn, to share, to be vulnerable. It's just, like, that is my baby, I must admit. Like, I deeply love the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program and all the women in there and the value that they bring and their feminine energy and their vulnerability and just the support and the love and everything that community cultivates. I love that. But even if you're a part of the free Facebook group, the free Captivating Courtship Code Facebook group, I'm going to invite you to start being more active and to start there. So, you know, whether it's posting in the community, keeping the discussion going, asking me questions, engaging with the content, but I want to invite you there. I want to start being very intentional for the rest of the year and really showing up and engaging with you all in the free group as well. So do not be afraid to post in a group. Do not be afraid to engage, ask questions. I want to really start building up a tribe over there. So make sure that you are a part of the Captivating Courtship Code Facebook group and feel free to post, share. Don't worry about it. I want to just continue to build safe spaces for women who are serious about improving the quality of their love lives and their relationships. As I said, today we are talking about discovering relationship incompatibility before it's too late. And as I was preparing for today's podcast, I recalled a testimonial from one of the women in the program. She's still in the program, but from one of the women in the program, Makita, who posted an amazing testimony, very heartfelt testimonial. You can also listen to Makita's testimonial if you go to the captivatingcourtship.com/apply, and there's like a list of testimonials there. You can go through the testimonials and check out the audios of some of these testimonials, but there was also a written testimonial that was provided, and it came to my mind just like a few moments ago, top of mind, that I wanted to share with you that directly coincided with today's topic. I just want to read you this testimonial that she provided. You can also see the screenshot of it on my Instagram page from June 10th, 2020, but I want you to just tune in and understand why this topic was already something that I wanted to discuss, but why it's something that you may resonate with as well. So the testimonial and the what she shared goes as this: I got married to someone who I thought was a wonderful man 3 years ago. Before even 1 year together, we were headed to divorce. He turned out to be such an unethical scum that he was not even contributing to the baby we made together and other things too. I ended up filing for divorce and asking for custody and support. Then he falsified his income information to the court, which forced me to hire an attorney to help reveal his real income. If you have been in a divorce, you know how expensive it can get. If not, let me break it down for you. Just filing the initial divorce papers with court is $435. Filing for custody is $99. And all of this is assuming you are somewhat versed in spending the time and energy to research and fill the forms yourself. Otherwise, the court sends it back if you so much as make a tiny mistake. If you need help to fill it out, that's another $300 per form by a paralegal, or $400 for everything if you are lucky enough to find those document processing businesses, which do not have an online presence, so someone needs to tell you of one. Attorney fees are $350 an hour on average. I paid mine $3,000 initially as a retainer. Why am I telling you this? Perhaps you are thinking TMI, get to the point. Well, the point is, avoid the most expensive, emotionally harrowing, and time-wasting mistake of your life by getting with the wrong person. Please, if not for you, do it for your existing children and future children. It's much cheaper and healthier to learn about relationships through coaching than to learn your thinking and your man is a mess the hard way like I did. Now, let's get to Zara's coaching. It has 6 modules with a subset of modules inside each title. I started about a month and a half ago and I'm still on step 1.2. Why? Because it requires you to think and dig your soul so deep, I find I am not ready to move on. The best thing I love so far is that it's like therapy because you can learn about yourself as a person, which is making me understand myself more. Once you start the self-awareness journey, it's so addicting that you can't stop. It's so amazing that I'm beginning to analyze my mother and our relationship, which has not been the best. I am feeling so much more empathetic and understanding of her and her actions now. I can't wait to see what I will become once I finish this. Mind you, I am not even at the stage where I'm looking for partners yet. If you are on the fence about starting this journey, then, and thinking about, I don't know if this is something I will need or I will find useful, please do it. I am telling you fervently that there is healing for you at the end of the road. How beautiful is that? You know, it just really touched me that she shared this and that she was able to just open up and talk about this very topic that was very passionate to me and sharing. And I can totally relate, not in every single way, but definitely going through the process and the divorce process. If you find out too late that the person is not compatible, and I've been there, you know, if you don't know much about my journey, I have been a divorcee, I have been a single mom, I have been remarried. So I understand just all different aspects of people's journey and what they experience and where they are and the struggles that you go with. Man, do I know the struggles. I probably know the struggles more than anyone. I really truly believe that I've been put in this position because I have worn many hats, my dear. I have worn many, many hats when it comes to relationships and understanding myself. And that is truly, truly part of the benefit of having someone to go through the journey with that understands you, that you can, you know, open up to, that you can trust, that you can lean on, that can say, hey, this is what I had to do. I've been there. I understand where you're at. Here's how you get through this phase quickly. So here's how you level up quickly. So I definitely want to discuss this topic of finding out about incompatibility before it's too late. So if you feel like you are in a space where you're like, I've tried everything and nothing is working. I have tried online dating apps. I have tried Googling information. I have read relationship books. I have been to therapy. I have been to YouTube University. I have sought help from friends and from family members, and I have tried everything and nothing is improving the quality of my love life. I am not satisfied. I'm not meeting the types of men, or I'm in a space of avoidance and very fearful, and I just feel like I am too far gone. Or maybe you feel like you keep making the same mistakes, you keep taking the same actions, you have no idea how to shift your patterns, and you're just in a space of disbelief. I find that there are three different phases of clients that I tend to work with, and I won't even say it's clients that I tend to work with, honestly. I'm going to take that back. When you apply for coaching, there are three types of women that apply for coaching. That's what I'll say, because there's really one type of client that I work with. But when you decide to apply for coaching, there is a red flag assessment that you are sent so that you can identify and self-assess your own red flags. Now, I know what the zones are. I don't necessarily share those zones with people, but I know the zones when I'm looking over applications or when I get on the phone with someone, where they are. And this is where it's like vital for you to be transparent with yourself. One thing that, it makes me cringe every single time is when women are not transparent about their struggles. And I have enough experience in coaching and working with single women at this point to understand why some people struggle more with transparency about their relationship struggles or their behaviors or their mindsets than others. I completely understand. I know the different pattern types. I know the different actions and behaviors that certain people take. I know how to hear what people aren't saying very, very well. Like, that is my superpower. I can hone in and really hear and identify what someone's not saying and be able to like give it back to you in a way that's going to bring you clarity and help you to receive it. But one thing that I've noticed is that there are three different phases that women will be in when they're applying for coaching. So the first phase, there's a score range. So the first phase or score range is what I call the range of denial. So there's a certain score, I'm not going to say what that score is, but there's a certain score range where I know that women who fall into this category, they're in a space of denial. They're not being fully transparent with their relationship struggles. How do I know that? I know this from my years of coaching. This is my expertise. This is what I do every day. I know that because I will look at the application and I will look at the assessment score and things aren't adding up. And a lot of times the problem with the women who are in the phase of denial, which I understand, I remember being in a phase of denial way back when I wasn't really paying attention to or wanting to acknowledge that I was hurting a lot more when it came to what I was experiencing with men than I wanted to admit. I was hurting a lot more when it came to my patterns than I wanted to admit. I had a hard time with vulnerability. I still had this facade of keeping it together and needing everyone to know that I have it together and I didn't need any help and that I knew what I was doing and that it wasn't that bad. And even if I knew some things on a conscious level, my actions and how I felt on a deeper level didn't really align. So those who fall into the denial phase, I already know more than likely are not going to commit to coaching, even if they complete the application, even if they do the red flag assessment, even if they reach out to me and say, hey, I'm really thinking about doing coaching. I know that if they're in that score range of denial, that they aren't going to commit because a part of them will say, I don't think this is going to be worth the investment. I think I can still figure it out on my own. I'm going to give myself more time. Or they're thinking that if they keep, you know, trying to figure out on their own, that eventually something will click. So they are thinking more about, I have more time. I can give it more time. So that's the first group. The next group is they're in the zone of disbelief. Now, I know that this group tends to be highly anxious, highly negative in their thought patterns, and very fearful. They're fearful of missing out. And they're fearful of their own success. So they're fearful of not being good enough, of getting it wrong, of what if I go ahead and I go through this and nothing happens? What if I do all this work or I make this investment in coaching and I never meet the one and this just becomes a waste? Or maybe I'll just keep doing what I've already been doing, or they will convince themselves a lot of times that, well, this isn't a worthy investment or I can't afford it. And a lot of times it's not simply about that. Like, they'll swap out, you know, spending a few $1,000s to travel overseas, but convince themselves that, you know, that's a better investment, which, don't get me wrong, travel all you want, but I'm just saying that, like, there's a season to prioritize what's going to be important to you. And they'll get into this space of avoidance and allowing themselves to keep investing in other areas. You know, no problem spending money on clothes or trips or other things that are kind of mask how they're feeling on the inside. And so because they're in the zone of disbelief, it's really hard to work with those who aren't kind of trying to usher back over into the zone of possibility. So those who are in the zone of disbelief, like, I know that score range as well when I see it. And I know that they're going to have a harder time making that decision because they don't fully trust themselves. And because they don't fully trust themselves, they have a very hard time when it comes to courtship and relationships with being decisive. They have a hard time with their anxious thoughts, their negative thoughts. They have a hard time with their clingy and needy behaviors. And they lean high on that scale that makes it very hard for them to trust themselves to make the best decision for themselves, which possibly could be coaching. The third type of woman in the third score range is the woman who falls into the zone of possibility. And those tend to be the women that I tend to work with in coaching. So I know when someone completes the application or they do the red flag assessment, where they fit into that zone, like, okay, are they closer to denial or closer to disbelief? Are they in a smack dead in the middle of the zone of possibility and, like, ready for coaching? Like, this is the woman that's ready for coaching. And what makes her ready for coaching is that she has enough self-awareness to know, I need to do something different. So she's not in the phase of denial, or she might be just out of the phase of denial. But she also isn't fully in a space of disbelief where she still can tell herself, like, I believe there's a possibility. I know that this is that what I want. I know that I want to improve the quality of my love life. I know I want to improve the quality of my relationships. And I just need some help. I just need some clarity. And with clarity and the right information, I can move forward. So women who fall into this spectrum, I know, like, okay, this is like my ideal woman to work with. This is the ideal woman that's going to add value to our community because she is in a great space to receive the information, receive the tools, and start applying. Now, you're not set in stone to be in one space. You could be in one space right now, and then a few months from now, move into another space. Like, this happens all the time. I'll have a woman maybe book a call with me, and she's in a zone of disbelief, and she may have to go through more experiences for the next 3 to 6 months before she gets into the zone of possibility. Or she may be a woman who's in the zone of denial, and then it may take her going through some more challenges. It might take her a year, year and a half, or another 6 months of going through experiences and repeating the same patterns before she gets into the zone of possibility. So I understand that. But this is why I want you to make the decision to get clear on your love life, get clear on incompatibility, get clear on what exactly you want, and having that belief system that you can have it and knowing what steps to take when it comes to your love life before it's too late. Just like in Makita's testimonial and what she shared, you know, it's hard going through divorce. It's hard. It's hard starting over. It's hard rebuilding your life. You feel so much shame. You feel so much guilt. You go through this a phase of being broken. And I'm not saying that you are going to go through the program, meet a man, you marry him, or you decide to be with him, whatever it is that you're looking for, partnership, marriage, whatever, and that you guys are just going to be death do you part and never go through any obstacles or problems. Like, that's not reality. That's not life. I, for one, am a firm believer that people come into your life for a season. People come into your life for reasons. And that men are also healing tools. We always focus on women being healers, but I believe that men can bring so much healing to a woman. Because if you understand the role and the benefit of this man in your life and what he has come to give you, the gifts that he has come to present you, the lessons that he has come to bless you with, then whether he stays with you for 3 months or 30 years, you're able to receive it. But it's how you think about your relationships and how you show up. But the importance of knowing how to navigate compatibility is so, first of all, you're not going through these lessons over and over and over again until you get it. That's number one. Two, so you are confident and you're in your worth so that you're attracting better quality relationships. Yes, you may stumble and fall. Yes, relationships have conflict. Yes, you're going to go through different ups and downs. But a lot of the negative situations, a lot of the incompatibility can be avoided. It can be avoided. Even when it comes to communication and you feel insecurity, your triggers and all those things, a lot can be avoided if you're not wasting time with the wrong people. I want you to really think about the last 12 to 24 months, or even for some of you, the last 5 or 10 years of your love life. How many times have you felt like you're going through the same experiences over and over again? Like you're meeting the same types of men, you're repeating cycles. And not only are you repeating those cycles, but you are reacting to those cycles in the same way. You're internalizing and bouncing back from these experiences almost the same exact way. And you're just in a pattern. That means there's something that you're not learning. There's something that you're not breaking and you need to do something different. It's not just about, you know, the ups and downs of courtship or the mistakes that you may make when it comes to relationships, but it's also about how are you learning your lessons faster? How are you moving through these phases faster? How are you attracting compatible partners faster? You don't want to be in a cycle of attracting a bunch of incompatible men and then you feeling compelled to settle and to commit to incompatible men, and then you're going through all these issues on the back end. Yes, even if you were to go through divorce or a breakup, like some of those things are just written for your journey. That's okay. But how you go through that experience can be very different if you're with somebody who is aligned in your value, who you are or were at some point essentially compatible with, where there's a ease to that separation and it's not torture and torment, right? So you want to learn these things on the front end. You want to learn how to cultivate a good relationship on the front end. You want to learn how to nurture your heart and nurture love and compassion on the front end. You don't have to keep putting yourself through the fire to receive these things on the back end and through the hard way. You know, I'm just thinking right now as I'm speaking about a conversation that I had with my daughter, and I may have referenced this in the past, but I remember having a conversation with my daughter some years ago, and I was telling her, you know, we are no longer a part of the pull yourself up by the bootstrap mentality. That is not the legacy for my family. That is not what I want you guys to go through life thinking, that you just have to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and that you have to struggle your way forward. For so many people, struggle is a family value. Struggle is a core value. So you believe that you have to go through the fire in order to get any type of reward. You believe that you have to keep struggling and stumbling and going through a bunch of hardship in order to get the reward. And I told her, no, I don't want you growing up with that mentality. If you can get help, I want you to be open to receiving help that's available to you. I want you to grow up to be a woman who knows how to ask for help. Not being a woman who thinks she has to figure it out on her own. She doesn't have anyone who understands her. No one will support her journey. No one will help her. Like, I don't want you to go through life closed off when it comes to your heart, when it comes to your ability to receive, so that you are internalizing all these things and feeling less than and feeling misunderstood and feeling like no one cares about what you're experiencing. But the problem is you're not vulnerable enough to ask for help and to seek guidance. Like, you don't have to do that anymore. And I told her, like, listen, I don't care if that's you getting the information that you need. If you have to pay to get in the room that's going to fast track your life, fast track your results, then that is what you do. And if you need my help to help you to get there and help you to make that happen, then I will help you. But what I don't want you to do is develop this pattern, this mindset that you have to struggle in order to get some type of reward. Struggle is inevitable, but you're not going to intentionally put yourself in that position because you think on a subconscious level that that will make you better, that that means that you have earned it more. And because I deal with a lot of high achieving women, and I tend to work with women who are go-getters, who are independent, who are self-sufficient, who know how to make things happen, women who are thinkers, who are doers, right? Because I tend to work with these women, oftentimes there's been this mindset that's been put in place that you must struggle or you must do everything on your own in order to reap the benefit, or by you doing all the hard work, quote unquote, that makes you better, that's the reward, right? And so I want to challenge that mentality because it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, I'm thinking and recalling a woman who's in the coaching community right now, who I'm looking at her where she is right now and literally where she was a year ago when I first started working with her, and I first started working with her one-on-one. So she joined the group in June, but initially I was working with her when I was just doing one-on-one for a couple of weeks at a time. And I'm looking at where she was literally this time last year, last February, versus where she is right now when it comes to her avoidance, when it comes to taking action, when it comes to her thoughts, when it comes to allowing herself to be seen, when it comes to all these things, when it comes to relationships, engaging with men, reaching out to men, speaking with, like, I'm looking at where she is now and how quickly she has fast-tracked her progress in the last 12 months compared to probably where she had been for years previously. And it's just like, I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking about her this morning when I was cooking my breakfast. And I'm like, man, a lot can change in a year. A lot can change in a year. We just had another young lady post in our coaching community. And she was sharing about, an experience that she recently had with a guy and where she was. And to see this other client who's now been working with me for a year and now has been in the program for a year, to see her jump on that post and to offer support and to offer and to like coach her through it and be like, hey, I know exactly where you are. I was there this time last year. I'm telling you, there's a difference on the other side. You just keep showing up. You keep doing the work. Like, there's change in you for this on the other side. Forgive yourself. You know, trust me. You got this. That warmed my heart. It made me feel amazing. And not amazing in a way of like I'm taking credit for her growth. No, I'm just a vessel. I am just a vessel. I can provide you with all the tools, all the information, all the coaching. I can provide you with the community. I can provide you with all of those things. But if you don't show up for yourself, it doesn't matter. This is why I always talk about there are four stages to change, which is getting the information, getting the accountability, changing your environment, and having a reward at the end. Now, you know, in the coaching, in the Captivating Course group coaching program, the new information is the modules, the course, the information that you get on calls. The accountability that you receive is from me and from the other women in the group, which also requires you to post and hold yourself accountable. You know, I love a post that was made this morning by another woman in the group where she said, like, I am ready for change. The last few interactions that I've had with men have not been what I wanted it to be. And I'm posting this here to hold myself accountable. And that's when it's like, yes, go girl. We are ready. Now it's time to go. Take the training wheels off. Let's go. I am excited. I am ready. Like, let's do this. 2021, let's do this. Y'all gotta understand, like, I just love what I do. I'm so passionate about it. And I love seeing the women take their training wheels off and go. I love to see it. We love to see it. But that's the part of the accountability, right? And then the change of the environment is simply by joining the coaching community. That is the change of environment. And even though this is an online environment and then we do our Zoom calls, it's the shift of being around other like-minded women. It's the shift of energy when you put yourselves in community that's going to support your growth and not talk you into negativity, not talk you into things staying the same, not talk to you in a way that's going to keep your patterns the same, but it's going to inspire you to break your patterns, get the new information that you need, and take different actions. So, guys, like, I'm sitting in front of, if you've never seen me on Instagram, I'm sitting in front of my mirror. I'm sorry, not my mirror, my windows. Right now, just looking out my window at my desk. It's a beautiful view. I have a beautiful, beautiful view at my desk. But as I'm talking to you guys, I'm just in this zone, just like, man, like, life is beautiful. Life is truly beautiful. And that just really came over me at this moment. But those stages of transformation is important. And one of the things that we harp on is understanding compatibility, not just what compatibility looks like, but also what it feels like, so that you are able to identify this on a cellular level, on a very deep core level of like, this is a right guy for me. This feels right. This feels good. I don't need to chase this. I don't need to question this. I can trust myself to be open. You know, so part of the fear when it comes to incompatibility, when it comes to trusting yourself, when it comes to going through courtship, when it comes to making a decision and being decisive about a guy, is that you don't really know what you want. Like, you're not very clear. You may be telling yourself, yeah, I know what I want. I want a good guy. I want a guy who's educated. I want a guy who has a career. I want a guy who has children or no children. I want a guy. Like, you're telling yourself these things, but those are very simple ways to assess people, where you can get millions of men in front of you that have all of those same qualities, and you still will be unsure about if it's compatible. You will still tolerate behaviors or experiences that may not be the best for you. So really having a true, true understanding about how to identify compatible men, how to identify a compatible relationship, and how to communicate and connect with that, so you're in your value and you are inspiring connection, you're inspiring commitment, you're inspiring this man to show up for you in your life. This is what I want for you. Okay, so I want you to stop avoiding opportunities for you to level up. I want you to stop avoiding opportunities for you to do better, for you to learn better, for you to move your life forward. There's a better version of you. There's a better version of your love life. There's so much opportunity for you if you just make the decision that you are worthy and deserving of more. So as you know, we are doing the Become a Magnet for Compatible Men workshop, and I want you to be a part of this. I want you to share the information with your girlfriends. I want you to invite your aunties, invite your cousins, invite your mama, and tell them to sign up and become a part of this 3-day bootcamp. I want to talk to you about clarity. I want to talk to you about confidence. I want you to receive information on understanding compatibility, and I want you to just take it all in. Just like, make the decision that this year is going to be different. This year is going to be your year, so that you are learning stuff on the front end and being proactive about your love life and not learning stuff on the back end. I want you to stop using all of your mistakes to move forward and start learning from other people's mistakes. Start learning from other people's experiences. Start feeling inspired by other women's wins. And then you can propel change quickly, okay? So go to captivatingcourtship.com/magneticbootcamp and sign up for the bootcamp. Get on the list. Join the 3-day bootcamp. And I can't wait to see you there. Have a wonderful day. Hey, it's Zara J, host of the Courtship Code podcast and creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my proven 6-step process to teach women how to magnetize their love life, show up feminine and high value, and attract more compatible partners in less time and with less effort. And I'm sharing with you in this Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop my signature 8 passion attraction prototypes that I discovered over my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching singles from around the world. Now, when you watch this workshop, you're going to gain so much understanding about why you've been feeling emotionally wounded and frustrated when it comes to your love life, and why you've been in these repeat cycles of attracting the same types of partners or the same types of experiences. In this 40-minute workshop, you're going to discover exactly what passion attraction prototypes you have. And most people are a combination between 1 to 3 different prototypes. So this way you can stop wondering and Googling and YouTubing, trying to figure out why you've been experiencing certain things, why you keep going through the same types of relationships. This is going to answer those questions right now. You're also going to save a ton of money, right? Because therapy, coaching, matchmaking, let's be real, those are major investments, rightfully so. But for just $47, you can go ahead and start transforming your love life and get some information on key areas for you to shift specific to your prototypes. You're also going to finally be able to feel understood, to feel seen, to see exactly what it is that you're going through, which is just going to be able to give you a sense of relief and belief again in love. And I need you to restore your love life this year. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/getPAP and get the Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop. As a bonus, I also threw in there the Passion Attraction Prototype Planner, which is a 30-day planner that has journaling prompts so you can start getting some clarity and insight on how to move forward. You're also going to get access to the Captivating Courtship Code mini audio course, which breaks down the 6 steps of the Captivating Courtship Code. All of this for just $47. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/getPAP and get the workshop now. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.